Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Democrat Gazette. You know, because it's so important to our state's future, we often talk quality of life, amenities, outdoor recreation. I mean, if you read my columns, you know I'm constantly preaching that economic development has changed in the knowledge-based economy of the 21st century, whereas we spent the 1950s, 60s, 70s, even up through the 80s, chasing manufacturing facilities. Now the race is talented people. You want talented people to live in your city and stay in your city, and you do that through quality of life amenities, and outdoor recreation is a huge one. And I've got a guy today, Samuel Ellis of Rocktown River Outfitters, who can talk outdoor recreation with the best of them. But man, you're on the cutting edge, because I travel the state all the time. We're going to focus on Central Arkansas, the Little Rock area today. But you're one of those that I know gets it, that you look around Arkansas and what we have to offer and realize that outdoor recreation is going to be a huge part of our state's future.
It really is. After coming out of the tourism industry as a professional whitewater raft guide in Colorado on the Arkansas River, There's such a huge industry built around tourism, quality of life, outdoor activity, healthy lifestyle. And moving back to Little Rock, where I'm from, I was really confused why we didn't have a lot of that based on the river, the Arkansas River. And so in these last couple of years, I mean, seeing not just river outdoor activity, fishing, just recreational kayaking, but of course, mountain biking, all these different activities right here in the middle of Little Rock.
You know, I had, funny you should mention Colorado, I had breakfast a while back in Bentonville with Tom and Stuart Walton, and I was writing an article about Bentonville, and they said, you know, don't use the next Austin, because Austin used to be cool. Now it's just crowded. And we don't, that's not what we're shooting for. Austin's crowded. The electricity goes out. You have to boil your water. It's grown too fast. Traffic jams 24 hours a day. We're looking to be the next Colorado. And I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. You just mentioned that. Whereas they said, and I share this vision, Samuel, that Arkansas should be to the center third of America, kind of what Colorado is to the western third. And that's where you get people leave the big metropolitan areas to go really take advantage of these outdoor opportunities. And then some of them stay and end up living there.
Yeah, it was wild. After working in Colorado, people thought I was crazy for moving back to Arkansas, because, you know, Colorado is such a beautiful state. But after moving back, my argument was I can do everything I love to do in Colorado, in Arkansas, rock climb, wake, or, you know, river activities, kayaking, all these outdoor activities. The only difference between Little Rock and, say, you know, Denver or somewhere out in Colorado is the cost of living. We don't have the traffic.
Yeah,
and so if you want those things, yeah, maybe Austin or something's more your style. But if you want just natural outdoor beauty and recreation with quality of life, then Little Rock and Central Arkansas, the state in general, is a good place to be.
Yeah, yeah. I have to tell one of my favorite stories I've been telling in speeches recently, because a friend shared it with me. And as somebody who's very pro-Arkansas, I love sharing this. But my friend is a big fly fisherman, so he'd always wanted to go out west, saved up money, got a very good guide, went to Montana. You know, he'd seen a river flows through. It just been his dream to get out there. So the first morning, he meets his guide. You'll like this as a former guide, this fishing guide, of course. But he meets his guide, and the guide says, where are you from? And he said, Arkansas. And he said, what the heck are you doing here? Arkansas is the best trout fishing in the country.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the little
red. Which I just love, a guy from Montana telling him that. You've got the best trout fishing.
We're the best kept secret in the South. I mean, really, that's what I feel like we hear a lot of people say, and a lot of people come to find out when they're visiting here. They didn't realize that we have all this access to, yeah, good trout fishing, whitewater, everything right here.
Let's I get carried away here talking, but For those who are listening who are not familiar with your background, Samuel, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to what you're doing now.
Well, yeah, so I went to school. I wanted to be a city planner. And after college, I took the job.
Grew up here in Little Rock.
I grew up here in Little Rock, Catholic High, graduate, and then UCA for college. After school, went and worked in Colorado before, you know, start real life, and really enjoyed it so much out there. And I really couldn't find to get my foot in on a good city planning position. And so I moved back to Little Rock, and I started taking people out on guided tours of the Arkansas River here in Little Rock. And that was something I would do on the side. I bought 3 kayaks with my life savings and started taking people out after my day job and on the weekends, and used that money to buy a 4th kayak and then a 5th kayak. And then after the first year, we also got into bicycle rentals, mountain bike rentals, and guided city tours, which still blows my mind that there's really not any guided tours, food tours, historic tours,
exactly,
of a big part of the city. So we started to go in from kayaks to now mountain bikes, and we ended up growing from those 3 little boats to 3 locations here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah. You talk about your locations, what you offer for people at those locations.
Yeah. So our bike rental storefront is in the River Market, okay, which is right in the middle of downtown Little Rock. That's where we do all of our bike food tours, bicycle historic tours. You can rent a bike and go on your own tour. And that's been a really great way to bring people in from the hotels or from business meetings looking for stuff to do to see the city real quick. And then we are also on the Arkansas River, now out of Rock City Yacht Club, which we're excited. Mm-hmm. We just opened up that location there in East Village. And it's really great because it's literally paddling through the heart of downtown on the Arkansas River. So yeah, our sunset tours, we get to watch the sun go down over West Little Rock and then watch the bridge lights come on as we're in the middle of the river. Fireworks from a Dickie Stevens game, all right there on the Arkansas River. And then we're building a new boathouse at the Little Maumelle River, which is River Mountain Park. And mm-hmm. so we'll be able to house kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, mountain bikes for all the mountain bike trails, and electric and regular comfort hybrid bicycles.
Yeah.
Something for everybody.
Yeah. You mentioned that East Village location, which I have, again, written about that whole area extensively, and I'm excited to hear that you're there. You know, we're about to see an expansion of the Clinton Presidential Center, which they're currently starting to raise money on now. We're going to see a dental school down there. We're going to see a veterinary school there, Lyon College, doing both of those. We've got the Wingate Art Space, which is going to provide housing and galleries for dozens of artists. That's all on top. The new symphony headquarters being built right now, on top of everything else that's going on with new breweries, distilleries, everything that's happening there. I really think once we see all those projects going forward, the dental school, the veterinary school, the Clinton Center expansion, that's going to be one of the most dynamic neighborhoods in the South all of a sudden.
It really is. And then with that list of amazing things that's happening down there, we also have groundbreaking on the new Southeastern Trail.
That's right.
So
just in our paper about a week ago.
That will actually connect you very easily from East Village to the, you know, the rest of downtown. So, you know, you can have really great things in certain parts of the neighborhood, but if they're not accessible and easy to get to, it makes it a little more challenging. So that's really going to connect everything together and make all these places a network.
Yeah. And then back to your River Market location, I know that planning has been coming along and we're about to see Ottenheimer Hall fully refreshed too, which has been needed. So big things planned there also.
We're very excited. There's so much potential in that River Market building. And as every time I travel, I look at other places and see what kind of unique things that we could bring back to Little Rock. And I think the revival of the River Market is going to be huge for the downtown area.
Yeah, absolutely. I recently had breakfast with Gina Gamerling of advertising and promotions, and she told me, you know, their Convention and Visitors Bureau is fully committed to that project. So that's going to happen, and fairly soon, it looks like.
It really is, and we're happy to be kind of in that gateway of Riverfront Park and of the river market, because, you know, the first thing you see when you pull into that area is now kayaks and bikes, and obviously it's a, you know, outdoor recreational friendly place to be. And so it makes you want to explore the parks, it makes you want to walk around, and it just seems so much more inviting to be out there.
Yeah. I know one of the things you probably face is this whole idea of people saying, well, the Arkansas River is a big, dangerous river. It's mainly just for barges. You can't do recreation on it. And it used to be a dangerous river before the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation Center. But, you know, now it's basically a series of lakes. If you take in the locks and dams along the navigation system. And so I know a lot of what you do is educating people that you can safely experience recreation on the Arkansas River.
That's very true. And you're 100% right. I mean, even my mom still to this day makes me call her every day I get off the water.
Yeah.
But growing up here, we were all taught that it's a very dangerous place.
Yeah.
And so after coming back working professionally in the whitewater industry, I was curious, why have we been told that? And after doing some research and some actually exploring on my own, I realized once the McClellan Kerr navigation system was put in, it's like they almost forgot to tell people it's now not dangerous at times.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize that it's a lake 10 months out of the year. Last year, it was a lake 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And if you look on Google, that's the section behind the river market downtown is actually called David D. Terry Lake.
Yeah.
Just like we have Lake Dardanelle that you think of as a lake.
Exactly.
That's part of the Arkansas River.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the water out there this morning was crystal. I mean, it just looked like a...
calm as could be.
A reflection off of a mirror out there. And sure, we get to see a barge go by. Sometimes we do the old eight-year-old, you know, in a car seat, making the hand motions to honk the horn. And they'll honk and wave, and we'll get to see wildlife. Everything from bald eagle, beaver, blue heron. You wouldn't believe the wildlife you see right there between Little Rock and North Little Rock.
Absolutely. And Little Rock's not alone there. I spent 4 years working for the Delta Regional Authority. Our headquarters was in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and got to know John Ruskey over there. You know, and again, he faced that of people, boy, the Mississippi River, you can't get out on that. You'll die. And now, you know, John has got a worldwide reputation, and people come from literally all over the world
to get
on the river in the Helena area.
I hear that so much, and it's kind of funny because now I don't fight it. I just ask questions. Someone will say, well, my great uncle, he died on the river. I'm like, well, if you don't mind, can I ask? It's kind of my business to know as much as I can what happened. And he says, well, he was drunk and with friends and didn't have a life jacket, and he died. And I'm like, I don't think the river is what killed your great uncle.
Exactly.
But it's really about educating people, letting them know that just the river's like anything. It can be dangerous at times and it can be safe at times. You wouldn't climb Pinnacle Mountain in a lightning storm. So we don't go floating on the river during high waters or rough winds. So just teaching people how to be smart out there and safe on the water. Has really grown these last 8 years. So many people are now wanting to get out on it and are finally believing us
as
we're shouting it from the mountaintop.
Absolutely. You look at the future of Arkansas, and I try to take a big picture approach in my columns that I do, but you realize in a post-pandemic America, and we touched on this a few minutes ago, you've got more and more people looking for places where the cost of living is much lower than where they are now, where traffic is not as bad, where crime is not as bad, where people are hospitable. They'll actually speak to you on the sidewalk instead of scowling at you when you walk by, and abundant outdoor recreational opportunities. Now, we have always promoted our hunting and fishing in Arkansas, and we've got that still in abundance, world class. But now I think we're realizing, whether it's hiking, whether it's cycling, I mentioned Tom and Stuart Walton, what they're doing to make Arkansas the cycling capital of America, are things we don't even think of, like rock climbing or hang gliding or freshwater scuba diving or freshwater sailing. We've got really world-class opportunities in all of those areas here in Arkansas.
We really do. And it's all right here with such access. And I think one of the biggest things with starting Rocktown River Outfitters was, one, not taking credit. I didn't make the beautiful sunsets that set on the Arkansas River, and I didn't create the Little Maumelle River. That was there. That's been created. We're just giving people access to get on it and enjoy it for themselves. Because if you don't own a bass boat or if you don't own a kayak, then this is not something you have access to. So now that you can rent this equipment and go out with someone that has the knowledge of how to be out there, how to be safe, you can go really, you know, risk-free, enjoy this, and then come back home five minutes from your favorite dinner spot.
Exactly.
You know, we've had people come from downtown on their lunch break to hop in a kayak for a little bit because that's their mental and physical break and holiday for the day during their lunch break, and then go back to work.
Yeah. So where would you like to see things go as far as your business in the next 5 years, next 10 years, as more and more people realize the outdoor recreational opportunities that we really have right here in Central Arkansas?
Yeah, I've always got big ideas. And I think
I want to hear them.
As a seasonal business, I see like every end of the season towards winter, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a little break. It's going to be cold. No, every year it's a new idea, a new location, trying to figure out how to get more boats and get more into development with schools. So every winter I joke, I think I work harder than I do during the season. But a lot of that's for that growth. We want to not only just grow here in Little Rock, but eventually get this to be something that we could take to other places, show other communities how to utilize these natural resources in their backyard. But really, we want to become a staple for Little Rock. We want to be the company that can get you the resources you need, the equipment, take you out and show you things you've never seen before, even if you grew up here.
Right.
And then educate people on the ecosystems that we're out in, the water systems. I mean, just water safety. Not just for outdoor lifestyle, but a quality of life. If you live here, you're visiting, we want to just grow and be kind of a household name. So when people get out, they think of Rocktown, they think of bicycling, they think of kayaking, because it's something so easy to do right here in town. And we want to make sure that the next generation's growing up don't get told the same thing of never go near the Arkansas River.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm battling an uphill battle on that one. But every day we get more people out, and I think we'll continue to grow into new locations and work in new rivers. Like Foosh Creek is obviously something that we're excited to be
out on. I did a podcast on that recently. You know, I was telling you before we began taping, I've been back in Little Rock since I moved back to Arkansas from Washington, D.C. for 34 years now. And in those 34 years, I had never been on the water on Foosh Creek, and recently put in at the beautiful new landing spot at Interstate Park. They've improved the road in there now. It's not a roller coaster anymore.
It used to be pretty bumpy.
It really did. I thought I was going to take the bottom out of my vehicle the first time I went in there.
Now it's just freshly striped and wonderful parking spot.
Oh, it's great. And so I got out there, and within 5 minutes, the interstate traffic noise off of Interstate 30 was gone. I was sitting there admiring hundreds of year-old cypress trees. I mean, I could have very well been on the Cache River or the Bow de Vue in deep East Arkansas. And I hate to say, because it's my job to know what's going on, but I'm one of those people that really said, I'm in this Little Rock city limits. I had no idea.
That's exactly right. No idea. There's so many things that people don't realize is there. Foosh Creek is one of them wholeheartedly. And we look forward to putting boats out there and getting people out there to see it and enjoy it for themselves. And it's, if you don't know about it, you'll never get to experience it. So we're trying to get people out, promote and educate on these places. Because once you realize, you feel like you're nowhere near the center of Little Rock. You feel like you're out in the middle of the wilderness. Traffic, highway traffic noise goes to crickets and frogs in just a couple of paddle strokes. That's what we want to do. And there's a lot of places like Foosh, the William Kirsch Nature Conservancy, that people don't really know about yet.
Right.
And it's otherworldly when you go out there from what you might be thinking of the Arkansas River or the Little Maumelle. It's a completely different scenery.
We really are blessed. I live in far west Little Rock, and I can be in the parking area for the Nature Conservancy's Ranch Northwoods in about 3 minutes from my house. And that's where I walk. I need to do more of it because I like writing about restaurants and I eat a lot too. So
business research, yes.
Yeah, exact column research. That's what that's the excuse I give my wife. I'm doing column research. But that is where I walk. And again, literally 3 minutes from my house. That's the thing we have here in Central Arkansas. And once more, I'm back down along the Little Maumelle River among hundreds of year old cypress trees.
And that's the thing, the cypress trees that are so old, the lily pads the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, it's like walking into Fern Gully is what I've always explained it. Because I don't know how else to explain it. It's like walking into a whole different ecosystem.
Yeah. And as far, I mean, we're talking kayaks, canoeing on Forest Creek, talking me walking, but back to the cycling. You mentioned the Southeast Trail, and you've got to be very excited that we now see the Southwest Trail going forward, where we're going to connect Little Rock with Hot Springs, and you're going to be able to ride a bike all the way from Little Rock to Hot Springs at some point on designated trails.
That's right. We're excited to start working with some Hot Springs bike rentals. You know, they rent people bikes to ride to Little Rock, and they'll rent bikes to go back down Hot Springs. So I feel like we'll just be swapping bikes every week.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is tremendously exciting. So much going on. I mean, I could go on and on, but again, I feel like more of our Arkansas leadership, our government leadership, our business leadership, our civic leadership, is starting to realize how big a deal outdoor recreation can be. I see, for instance, like I said, I live out kind of far west, how we've now come up with the Nature Conservancy, working with state government, others, Game and Fish Commission, where we've now connected Pinnacle Mountain to Rattlesnake Ridge to Blue Mountain, for instance. I mean, that's all great progress and really enhancing the natural attributes that we've always had here in Central Arkansas. We just haven't taken advantage of them.
Exactly. And it's kind of a snowball effect because, you know, a couple of small actions take place. People get out there to enjoy it. They tell their friends, they bring their families. And then that just multiplies every year. And so now you have a lot more voices wanting these things, asking for these things for Little Rock.
Yeah.
And so we're starting to get a lot more done and see a lot of more changes.
So you still have a lot of education to do, but I take it you're not quite the voice crying in the wilderness that you were when you first started doing this.
We're a little louder now. You know, it's not me trying to convince my friends to go paddling with me and telling me no, it's dangerous. It's not just people seeing our Instagram photos. Now it's, you know, thousands of people every year that are getting out there taking pictures. It's funny. It's the only time you'll see someone take their phone out once or twice and then not touch it again.
Yeah.
Because they're not glued to their screen. They're actually exploring and enjoying the scenery and being active.
Yeah. And I see more and more people going back to this idea. For instance, we're doing a downtown master plan, as you know, right now. And one of the things people have spoken about is we've got to get back to the river more. And so even in terms of, you talked about being a city planner, even in terms of urban planning, we are realizing that this city, for basically 200 years, has kind of turned its back to one of its greatest attributes.
It really has. And I remember in 2017, I did my first interview for the news because we were a new company, new type of thing. And in that interview, I remember saying, I really think if we get people out here, that'll show them how beautiful the river is, the city will slowly start turning around and facing the river, with that being restaurants with patio seating, walkways, boardwalks, river access. We just started doing pontoon boat, party barge guided tours, and to have a spot where we could pick people up on the river behind the convention center, take them out to see the bridge lights for an hour, and drop them right back off next to their car. Having that access in downtown is going to be really big.
Yeah, so. And again, as more people see that, you mentioned that, we need more restaurant locations. I mean, I would love to see, for instance, even just down the street here, the Little Rock Marriott once more put a restaurant kind of back where Josephine's and the Excelsior days and all used to be, so you could, or back on the top floor again, where there used to be an open bar where you could take advantage of that little, that river. As a guy who spent way too much time on that deck, I'd love to see the old Cajun's location redeveloped again. There are a lot of opportunities.
We could paddle up to the patio on Cajun's and listen to music on Friday nights.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And, think about that.
And, I know with Rock City Yacht Club is looking to put in a restaurant or something.
When they built the apartments there, there is space for a restaurant,
there is,
right?
Yeah. So it'll be the first kind of float up experience that you can get off the river, of course, coming from land or coming from the river, food, beverages, and kayaks, party barge tours. it's going to be a bit of a mecca of all different activities out there.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting to me, and it so blends in to, again, I mentioned the Clinton Center expansion, the dental and veterinary school. It blends into everything else that is really happening to make downtown really a happening place, and the river runs through the middle of it all, and it ought to be the center of a lot of those activities.
It really should be. The fact that most people in Little Rock or in Central Arkansas don't know about Fouche Creek, they don't know that you can go kayaking on the Arkansas River, they don't know about these East Village Marina and the activities that we do down there, that is slowly turning around to be the focus point where we want more people to know. That's what we want you to be the first thing you think of when you think of downtown, is the outdoor industry, nature, natural. And we're slowly getting people to realize that is what Little Rock is wanting to be known for.
Yeah. You know, I know early on when we looked at what we now call East Village, and I go back to my coverage of when Bill and Hillary Clinton first said, we want to put a presidential museum here. And people said, are you crazy? That old nasty industrial zone. And then even after that was built, further back behind it, you know, where you are now, people started telling John Burkhalter, you know, are you nuts putting down here? And John's one of those that had a dream and just wouldn't let go of it through what was literally a decades-long permitting process.
It was. And I remember in 2017 when I put my first three kayaks nowhere near the same price tag as what John Burkhalter's marina is and how beautiful it is. When I started that, and next year I heard that he was building this marina, I thought, oh, man, I'm not the only crazy person out here on the river anymore.
Yeah,
so it was good to see someone else putting so much time and money back into the river. Yeah. Trying to bring it to the community.
Absolutely. So what do we still need to do in Central Arkansas? What steps do you see to really say we're fully taking advantage as a city of our outdoor recreational attributes here?
It's really explore more. I'm always surprised in how much of our business every year is tourism and so little of it is local. Resident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because when's the last time you Googled things to do in your own hometown?
Yeah, took advantage of what's right here.
Being from here, we think we know of all the stuff because, you know, we know what's going on and who's got this drink specials on Friday night and where the best live band is on Saturday. But there's been so much changing and so much growth. I think people are needing to learn about this stuff. So really just getting people out, trying to get this in front of people to know that this isn't a thing to do on a Saturday or a thing to do after work on a Tuesday. Because once they come and see it, they're hooked.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not, I can promise you, Samuel, it's not just outdoor recreation. For instance, I've been on the Historic Arkansas Museum Commission for many years, and I've been in state capitol museums all over the country. And what we have downtown with the old State House and with the Historic Arkansas Museum is equal to what you'll find in any state capitol in America. But I'm amazed at people who said, I hadn't been to that since it was the Arkansas Territorial Restoration and I was a kid. And it is an education process. These are people who live here. I've not been in that museum in 30 years. Well, it's changed quite a bit.
It's changed a lot, you know, and we're really kind of slowly switching from a complete materialistic group of people and just wanting things to spend our paychecks on to wanting experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely when you can bring your family and have a family experience, something so close to home and unique that you've never done before, then it really makes a big difference. I mean, the biggest compliment I ever had was from a mother and her daughter on a kayak tour. After the tour, the mom got out and was in tears, and she said, "Thank you." And I'm like, "Oh my God, you're welcome? What's wrong?" I said, what happened?" She goes, "That's the longest I've seen my teenage daughter not look at her phone."
Oh, wow.
In years.
Wow.
And that was just the biggest compliment. You know, yeah. It's like we're getting people to look up from their screens and want experiences and to look around and explore.
How neat is that? Sam, thanks so much. I really appreciate you being. I'll get you back on sometime because I love talking about this.
I feel like we could do a whole series, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm very happy to help you helping us get the word out, and it's been great talking with you.
All right, Samuel Ellis of Rocktown Outfitters, our guest today. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.